In a world with 24/7 accessibility, sometimes it's hard to unplug from your job. But too much stress at work can be bad for your overall health. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with social psychologist and author Ron Friedman about how to promote well-being and boost productivity at the same time.
Employment has changed over the years. Gone are 9-to-5 work days. And of course, technology keeps us tethered to work 24 hours a day. What do you think we need to do to sever the ties so that we can get some rest and relaxation?
Well, in many cases, it's not really up to us. We work in an environment where it's expected that we communicate at all hours. When you look at the research, it's actually beneficial for organizations to limit the amount of work that their employees can do. I looked at all of the research that's been done on organizations and looked at what are the factors that predict people's satisfaction and working at a high level and being engaged over the long run. And as it turns out, having the ability to disconnect and re-energize ourselves both in the evenings and on the weekends is really critical to performing at a high level.
What is it about that disconnect that helps us do better?
You know, we have limited cognitive bandwidth. And unless we're giving ourselves the opportunity to recharge, we're just not able to focus when it comes to working on a day-to-day basis. And it's really unsustainable over the long term. You know, constant communication really does come with a cost. When you're inundated with emails and text messages and phone calls for hours on end, that breeds a sense of perpetual emergency. And it makes it really difficult to wind down at the end of the day. And when we can't fully log off, we just can't fully recover. So, you know, there are things that individuals can do and there are things that companies can do. And what's really interesting is that when you look at what some of the more innovative companies are doing, they're actively trying to limit the amount of work that their employees can do. And it's because they recognize that unless people have the ability to recharge, they're just not going to perform at their best. Probably my favorite example is a company called Full Contact in Denver, Colorado. They're a software company, and what they're doing is they're actually paying their employees a $7,500 bonus if they can manage to take a vacation for 1 week without checking their email.
All right. Some cultures believe in the concept of the siesta, that little bit of break. And that might include napping. How about napping? Because in the United States, we look upon a person who naps in the middle of the day as a slacker.
Yeah, we really do. And it's because we associate time in front of our computers with productivity. And that's just not a correct assumption. It's no longer the case that the amount of time that we spend at work is going to be directly related to our productivity. And it's because our productivity ultimately is a matter of how well we're thinking. And our thinking is related to our energy level, not the amount of hours we spend at work. So there's some remarkable evidence suggesting that napping can be beneficial for us. It lifts our mood. We're better at forming new memories. We're more creative after napping. So it's a provocative thing. I mean, I'm not here to say every company should establish a nap room, but I do think it's pretty remarkable that some very high-achieving companies have incorporated some of these napping rooms. They have restoration rooms is what a lot of them call it, where you go into this room and you can do anything that you need to do. You can go take a nap. You can stretch, perhaps do some meditation. And it's companies like Nike and Google and Huffington Post. And they're doing it because, again, they realize that allowing people to restock their mental energy is going to help them perform at a higher level.
That was psychologist Ron Friedman speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.